Franz and Bank and Trust Vice President, Commercial and Agriculture Lender Brandon Hyder, based in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, is preparing to review short-term cash flow with farmers.
You know, so right now we haven't really got, we've got the early harvest crops done, but at this point, you know, we're kind of waiting on the beans and the corn and the sugar beets in this particular area. So more to come, but into the early winter months, we're going to be visiting a lot with our borrowers, maybe more so than we typically would, just to make sure that we are all on the same page.
Farmers should prepare for the meetings with yield reports, a rough draft of a balance sheet. And this year, there could be more questions on where the crops are stored. Hyder says trade uncertainty and regional basis levels are uncharted territory for both farmers and lenders. There could be some tough times ahead.
You know, if there is a viable farm operation going forward, from my standpoint inside of the desk, how do we get that to cash flow if we could do some rebalancing and restructuring? You know, and do the regulators who oversee our loans understand what we're doing and what the end game is here? That is a little bit of a risk for me, I believe. I think cash flow is going to be the biggest issue coming into 2019, you know, the 2019 year and the approval of operating loans, just with how this year is going to play out and how the trade war is playing out, it seems like.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.